It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
A late night crash leaves three people in the hospital. Happened around 10:45 last night near 144th and Hamilton. Authorities say a car stalled, was being pushed when another car drove up from behind and rear-ended it.
Jeez, man. Yeah.
None of the injuries were serious. They're still investigating. And a Cass County Sheriff's Department is asking for the community's help this morning after a rash of break-ins and vandalism. Sheriff's deputies say that they believe the break-ins, mostly to cars and garages, are happening mid-morning. A lieutenant with the Cass County Sheriff's Department says that there's been at least 20 break-ins this past week.
That's why there's such a push now for those digital doors. You know, the digital doorbell that's got a camera and it rings your phone. Because that's what they always do. These people, I'm sure, are casing the neighborhood.
Dong.
They wait till everybody goes to work. Before they kick the door in, they ring the doorbell. When no one comes to the door, they kick the door in.
So what are these digital? I haven't heard of these.
It rings your phone. And so, you know, the technology is really cheap. So now it rings your phone, and a lot of them have cameras, or at least a speaker.
Yeah.
So you can go, hello.
So you're someone home.
I'm busy. I'm, you know, doing the laundry. Who is this?
Oh.
And usually you can tell them, to, you know, they'll scram.
Okay. So are these-
oh, sorry, ma'am. I was, you know, wrong kind.
I was casing your place. Sorry.
No, seriously.
You're home. Okay.
That's how I got
you
robbed.
You want to be home. You want to have a presence that you're home.
Yeah. Because I remember I got robbed. And then the second time around, some kid was banging on the door. And I was in the shower and I jumped out and it was like, hello. And he's like, he got all weirded out. He's like, is Fred here? I'm like, wrong door. And then he just ran off. So,
because you were wearing makeup and wearing a dress.
Do you really want to hurt me? He's playing in the background.
Yeah. He goes, so dude, I knocked before I robbed you, man. Don't let me see this.
It's tucked in. Have a cute little dress on.
I'm flying, flying. He's like, I'll never unsee that.
I think I'm out of the burglary game.
I'm pressing charges on you.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, maybe we could just get that. Maybe a hologram of Party just doing that to scare off.
He had his Frank and Beans tucked in.
Hey, come on in.
A hologram of that sort of just quietly dancing in the foyer. So the guy can look through the window and be like, oh, gross.
Oh, God, gross.
There's a man in there.
I think it's a man. So where are these robberies going down? Just scattered everywhere?
Cedar Creek, Weeping Water, Cass County has been the concentration. One woman even says her street has been targeted several times. But yeah, 20 break-ins in the past week. That's quite a bit. Parents and students were reminding, think twice before crossing the street. Two boys are in the hospital. A car hit them. It happened yesterday afternoon around 3:20 near 156th and Pepperwood.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, in front of, near that Baker's, just north of 156th and Dodge.
They were crossing 156th Street, and that's when a driver had a green light. The kids were running like from the median, you know, trying to cross over, leapfrogging it. And they hit the kids. They ran out into traffic. They were taken to the hospital. Serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The incident is under investigation. And Papillion police are searching for a man. Two teenage girls say that they saw being inappropriate in public. The girls, they were 13-year-old middle school students. They were walking together, told police a man was staring at them, smiled. They didn't think anything. He didn't say anything to the girls. And then they described him as a white male, brown hair, buzz cut between the ages of 30 and 35. They said they kept walking. He drove off. He was like in a white four-door sedan near Halleck Park with a taillight out.
Almost like a flasher.
Yes.
The dude in a raincoat.
But these poor girls, I mean, they did the right thing. They ran, they got home, they called the police. Anybody with information, though, is asked to contact the Papillion police.
What a dark story. Wow.
And the Husker, Nebraska Husker Creighton Blue Jay baseball game was rescheduled. It was supposed to happen yesterday, but then with the weather, with the threat of severe weather, the game was originally scheduled for 6:30, but now it'll be played Tuesday, May 17th. At 6:30 as part of a doubleheader. The teams are going to play two games that day. The first starting at 12:30. TD Ameritrade is going to be cleared in between games. And then the tickets for the April 26th game can be redeemed for admission at that later game that day.
It's doubleheader of baseball. Wow.
Oh, nice, right? Donald Trump celebrating after winning primaries in 5 states yesterday. The Republican frontrunner is now calling himself the party's presumptive nominee. At the same time, Hillary Clinton is closing on the Democratic nomination after winning primaries in 4 or 5 states. Her rival Bernie Sanders is the projected winner in Rhode Island. Now, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz is insisting that it's not over until it's over.
Well, you know, what's funny is that Trump has, okay, has 950. He needs 1,237 to win. So he's got a bit to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? And they still have their game. Didn't they think that he was going to win this, was going to win last night?
Yeah.
Pretty well?
But Cruz is mathematically out. So
is Kasich.
Yeah.
But they're going to still try and nickel and dime enough so he can't get to 1,237.
Jeez.
And that's their whole game plan. And isn't Bernie pretty much out now?
Yeah, I mean, Bernie's still going to stay in it. I mean, it's just at this point, I don't think he's going to.
Hillary needs 2,382 to lock it up, and she has 2,141 delegates.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and she's millions of votes ahead of him. Well, I mean, I think she's
keeps saying
presumptive nominee.
She goes, I have like 10 million more.
Well, they are votes. They do count. Cruz, the Texas senator, is calling Trump the mainstream media's chosen Republican candidate and says that, that he's still keeping it and he's campaigning in Indiana. He dismissed media speculation that Donald Trump is closing in on the GOP nomination. He says he's not giving up hope. It's not over till it's over. A lot of central U.S. states are going to wake up to assess the damage today. Thankfully, Nebraska got out easy, but the National Weather Service says tornadoes were spotted in Texas, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri. Another maybe a touchdown in Oklahoma, but there's been no confirmation so far. Thousands of homes and businesses without power after heavy rain and hail. There's been a report that at least one injury down in Texas where officials say a tornado was spotted. And ISIS is not getting as many recruits as it used to. The Pentagon announced yesterday that the rate of foreign fighters joining ISIS is at 200 a month, down from 2,000 a month last year. The Pentagon spokesperson said that recent airstrikes against the terror group's cash supplies have fractured ISIS and that the U.S.-led coalition has wiped out between $300 and $800 million in ISIS cash.
I didn't realize they're getting 2,000 recruits a month.
They used to.
That's pretty bad.
But he added that desertion rates among ISIS fighters has gone way up as well. So not only are they not getting on.
Or they've gone back to whatever their rat hole is.
Yeah.
Only to come back out and blow up their local, town. I mean, that's the deal. The cancer, spread.
Yeah.
Spread to wherever they go.
I mean, they're pretty spooked in Europe,
Well, yeah, they've got a lot of.
But they're all over.
Homegrown all over there. Apple is reporting its first quarterly loss in over a dozen years. The tech giant said revenue for the second fiscal quarter dropped 13%. iPhone sales fell for the first time ever. Apple said it sold 51.2 million iPhones in the second quarter. That's about 10 million fewer than the same quarter just a year ago. Their third quarter revenue forecast is also below Wall Street estimates. So Apple shares were down yesterday. And Princess Paisley Park is going to be turned into a museum. The performer's family confirmed this week that the Minnesota complex will be turned into a Graceland-type facility in his honor. It's his brother-in-law that's been speaking, this Morris Phillips, and he said it would be for the fans, that Prince was about the fans, and this would be a way to remember his music, which is his legacy, and Prince was always private, but would have wanted his music remembered.
I don't know if Prince would want you to immediately turn it into a museum. Isn't it a little early to make these announcements?
I think it's so strange.
We already have a model, a mock-up of Prince World.
It's all ready
to
go.
It's going to be amazing. Prince would have been so happy to have his house turned into a theme park.
We're going to
make so
week.
Much money.
Jeez, I thought they were just wanting that. I didn't know that's what they're going through to do.
Because
I know their families is all, trying to figure out the will thing. And
well, there is no will, according to his sister.
She wants I don't know. I mean, doesn't it go to family? She's got a sister and a brother. Does he have a brother?
They've got a lot of they've got a lot of half brothers and half, think they've got a lot of steps or halves, but there's only the two of them as far as from their parents.
From family. Okay.
Yeah. So she has been, his sister Tyka has been saying that there's no will and that they want to find obviously a way to get this all managed. I imagine he's got a pretty lengthy estate. There's probably a lot to take care of. But for now, the big talk is that they are going to be making Paisley Park into like a Minnesota Graceland. Two teams collapsed in crucial game fives last night in the NBA playoffs. The Pacers outscored the Raptors. Meanwhile, the Hawks crushed the Boston Celtics last night. So there are two more game fives in the tied series tonight. The Heat are hosting the Hornets, and the Clippers welcome the Trailblazers. Now, after a night of no hockey, four teams return to the ice tonight. The NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs resume. First round will conclude. The Ducks and the Predators clash. They won, you know, the Predators won on home ice in Nashville on Monday. So now this is the game seven.
And then Islanders and the Bolts.
Yes.
I've never seen, I don't ever recall the NHL ever doing this, where the first round isn't over yet. So the first round is still playing a game seven tonight.
Yeah.
And a second round game on the same day. That's, I think, like
that
rude
is strange.
And rushing it.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be the second round does not start until the first round is over.
Decided.
And then everybody kind of gets like at least a day
to rest, break, or whatever.
Like, and this is like,
keep going.
It's like putting in when the other guys aren't on the green yet.
I wonder if they're locked into a broadcasting schedule. I wonder if it's.
I'm sure it's obviously they're in a hurry for something, but it's like.
They must not have wiggle room. I wonder if it's just.
You just schedule it. The theory is. You schedule all of them going to seven games. What will happen in the first round when every game goes to game seven?
Yeah. Right.
You plot that out. And then that is the last day. Now, if all of them finish their first round games in five games and it ends early, boom.
Then you pick it back up. Yeah.
I just thought it was just weird to see a
start
two different rounds on the same night.
It's your Caps that are going to be hosting the Pittsburgh Penguins. Is that going to be tough?
That'll be a great series. So the Caps were the best team in the regular season, so my Caps have a home field advantage every round as long as they can last. But, yeah, this will be Sidney Crosby versus Alex Ovechkin.
That's Megan's.
That's her team. Yeah, those are the two big rivalries. Pittsburgh and Washington are...
It's going to be
rivals.
Fun in the building.
And Pittsburgh's
I thought that too.
I think it's going to be the Caps are going to lose in five games.
Oh, you do?
The Penguins are like the hottest team in the NHL. But they have a rookie goalie, so...
Maybe that'll make a difference.
They're full of rookies. They got all these guys they brought up from the farm, and they're kicking butt. Sidney Crosby's like the Wayne Gretzky of the current NHL.
Okay. Well, it should be fun in the building.
Good stuff.
Who's your new bandwagon?
No one. I will support your team because I don't like. I mean, I love Megan, but I just don't like this.
I think the Blues are a feel-good team to follow.
I'm sticking with the
St. Louis Blues. Nashville, I'm rooting for them tonight to beat Anaheim. You know, the Mighty Ducks, they're a really good franchise, but they always make it far. Nashville Predators are like a feel-good story if they could win tonight.
Okay.
Nashville or St. Louis.
I'm going Caps, baby. But I'm sticking with Red Wings. I'm not just going to bounce from team to team. That gets very emotional for me.
Is it just not enough room in the closet for all the bandwagon gear?
Yeah, that too. And that too.
Are you watching any of the NBA playoffs?
No. I am just not into basketball. I try to, but I'm not. I'm just not into it. I don't know what it is about it. I never played it. When I was in high school, I was a manager. So I just kept scoring. You know what I mean? That was as close as I got to basketball, and I never liked it. So
you were the high school basketball manager?
Yes.
Why have we never heard this?
Yeah, I was going to say, in between what time?
It was awful. It was an awful part of my life.
We've never heard this before.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's because you don't listen, Molly.
No.
No, Jeff just said he's never heard this.
We've never heard this. Like, how many games before they fired you?
Oh, they didn't fire me. I think I was exited off the team by my parents because of grades. Yeah, that was it. They were like, I mean, it was weird.
You were flunking both those shop classes?
How? What is wrong with
I've
you?
I've never heard of somebody getting kicked off today. The water boy getting kicked off the team for grades.
Oh, dude, it was a great time.
The coach doesn't usually know your name.
My coach hated me. He hated me. You know how they come to the, when you bring all your basketballs, it's in a big giant bag. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
I remember one time it's the middle of a game and he was so angry that he kicked that bag and those balls shot out everywhere. And I'm trying to be all cool. You know, I'm at a visiting school trying to check out the chicks. I had to go get every single one of them. And I look like a moron. I never forget being so embarrassed. for that. Yeah, I just, it just wasn't fun.
Get the balls, Mike!
I know, exactly.
You?
Exactly.
Oh.
And then you came home and your parents were like, your grades are so terrible, you can't run after balls anymore.
You're like, but it's my life! It's my dream!
You Paul just Chaser. Crushed a dream.
You crushed
Party
a dream.
Claims that he had two shop classes.
I did.
Two shop classes in a single day.
I did. It was great.
I want to go to that high school.
Two shop classes?
I made spice racks.
And birdhouses.
And birdhouses. Molly, I'm tell you and I are going at it today, aren't we?
What? How is it that Jeff says stuff and
you're just poking
I get in
the
trouble?
Bear. You're just poking the
this
bear.
This is, you know what? Go ahead. Swing my hot sauce all over you.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Come after me, Lucius.
She's ready for combat.
I've got Queen Bey on my side.
Win $100 and get registered for a $5,000 shopping spree. It's Pick Your Prize on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
As for Apple taking a crash, Molly, in their news, what was the deal? The profits are that low?
Yeah.
First time ever,
nobody's going out there and buying anything.
It's not a... I don't think it's so negative that the sky's falling. Just means they've just been crushing it.
Yes, they've been crushing
everything
it.
Everything is always nonstop profit. And eventually, everyone has an iPhone.
Right.
Yes. And who's... I mean, when I saw that yesterday come out, in what is it, the lowest in 13 years or whatever?
Yeah.
But it's just been a constant climb.
It's constant climb, one, yeah. And two, they don't really come out with anything fantastic with the phones anymore. It's almost like they've almost peaked.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Cameras. I mean, how good do you really need your camera for an average Joe like myself? I don't really need it to be.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, you, but that, I would call that a success.
We're
using their product.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not getting any better. So that's probably the reason why no one's buying.
I totally get what you're saying. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where when's the last time they came out with an iPhone where you heard people like, I gotta get my hands on that. I mean, people upgrade because they upgrade.
Yeah.
Like, just because it's like time, like you get to a point where you're like, I need a bigger processor or what, you know, whatever. Your phone's just getting old and you kick it to the curb. But when's the last time that they came out with like a product where you're like, I mean, have you seen this phone? Everybody wants this phone. I feel like it's been a while. I mean, even with the iPad, like they came out with the iPad Pro, you've got it, Jeff. And you say you like it, but that there's like sort of still some kinks that they didn't quite iron out.
I think the bar, we're the needy, I need everything society. So we're saying if they don't keep inventing holographs or time travel, it's we're calling it a failure. But they basically created the smartphone, which is revolutionized. I think of the biggest things of our generation will be the invention of the internet and the smartphone.
Oh, you
which
bet.
Basically took the internet and put it into outer space. I mean, the smartphone has revolutionized everything.
Everyone's has one.
Apple's still sitting on a cash pile of $233 billion.
Oh, yeah, they're fine. One quarter's not going to ding them. I went to the Apple store the other day. I took my problem to the mountain. You know, we had talked about the fact that I was having trouble
with the cord thing.
Yeah,
and the TV
so
and the stream.
I downloaded, I bought movies from iTunes and they were on my iPad, and I bought the adapter so I could just stream it and be able to watch it on the television on the big screen. And then all of a sudden I go to do it and I get this pop-up saying like, no, it's like encrypted.
Because they want you to buy an Apple TV.
Right. And so I went and I was like, hey, I went to the Sensei's at the Apple store, and it was so funny because they're like all in green shirts. That place is so overwhelming.
Is it? Yeah.
Yes. There's just everybody's walking around with an iPad, and then I go and talk to a clerk and he's like, hold on, I'll put in an order. You know, and he puts in a thing and he's like, Trevor will be with you in a moment. Wait over here. And I'm like, okay, I just...
Trevor from the genius store?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, one of our geniuses are going to... I was like, is this a genius problem? Really? I mean, so this guy comes and talks, and Trevor's really lovely, and he's just down to earth, and he's basically like, yeah, you're screwed. He's like, yeah, you can't. There's no... I was like, there's really no way to hack around it. He's like, no, you have to buy the Apple TV.
And you're like, thanks, Trevor. I'm glad I had to go to the genius store.
Right.
To talk to a genius.
To deal with Trevor. They do. They always walk up, and they're like...
Your time starts now.
They tell you what you already knew.
Right.
I'm like, oh.
So I was like, I got the adapter. I got the cord.
Genius store. More like... The help desk at Menards. No offense to Menards.
He's like, well, they should have told you that. I was like, well, not when you're buying it online. Like when you're buying something online, because it's an adapter. I mean, nobody, I didn't go to a physical store. I mean, that's the beauty.
Did you read any of the reviews?
Yeah, I mean, everybody had said, this is the adapter. You put the HDMI cord in.
And,
I mean,
yeah.
And that's how it happens. This is a new patch. He's like, yeah, we've had a lot of people start coming in. And I was like, this is, and I had some colorful language. I mean, we were laughing about it, but I was like, this is blankety blank, blank, blank. I'm like, really? He's like, I mean, the best I can offer you is if you want to come in, we'll take back your adapter and trade it. Like,
oh, this is all over the phone?
No, this was in person. I actually went to the mountain. I went to Apple. Oh.
So what happened? Did you buy it then?
No, I'm like, you're not getting another red penny out of me. I'm so mad at you people. I mean,
well, this is where, all right, so Steve Jobs passed in 2011. So yeah. Apple is obviously the brainchild of Jobs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And his whole thing was fighting against, you know, the evil Microsoft, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's who we're going against.
Yeah.
And Steve Jobs was all about user friendly.
Yeah.
And I think in the post Steve Jobs era, what's happened is Apple is starting to go the way of Microsoft.
Yeah, go corporate.
They're doing all the corporate things Microsoft did that pushed people toward Apple.
Okay.
Which was closing off little windows and, oh, you got to buy this to get this and you got to get this where Apple was supposed to be. It all works together. It's
right.
All seamless and simple. And they're saying they're in the middle of a lull between the mobile phone boom, because we all have one, and trying to figure out what's next. And automotive, the connected home, and
like the Nest,
the internet
type of stuff.
Things. Yeah, like
that kind of thing.
You tie everything at home into the
right.
internet.
Okay.
But this was one of those things where, I mean, even Trevor like had a moment. It's so funny when you get them to crack and they're like, it is kind of BS. I mean, like, seriously, like, even he was like, I know. It's.
Well, like, you're tied up now. You have to either.
No, because at this point,
watch
it's like
Apple or get Apple TV or go buy a digital or whatever
right.
version of your.
I'll
Harry
get
Potter
Apple
movies.
TV when I'm damn good and ready to get Apple TV. I'm not buying Apple TV on a Friday afternoon because you're telling me my adapter doesn't work. I'm sorry. I mean, I know we live in the Gilded Age, but there is a day when the money tree runs dry as a working mother of two, and you just say like, really, you're gonna. You're trying to squeeze, like, seriously?
Squeeze it.
Like, yep. I mean, the whole reason I'm buying this and streaming it at his home is because if I could afford to take my kids to real life movies, like, you know, I mean, it's just, it's
poor,
it was a
poor Trevor. He's like, this crazy.
I know.
This crazy lady just saw the Beyonce video, Lemonade, obviously.
This wasn't out yet.
And she's super crazy about trying to watch what,
Harry
Frozen
Potter
on her iPad.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Yes, well, last night, The Voice, that's the final top 10. And our Nebraska's very own Hannah Houston has stayed on to keep on fighting.
Right on.
Last night it was Owen Danoff that got sent home. But it's hard to believe that they're already down to the final 10. But there we go. Rachel Roy.
Well, I thought it was funny. Carson Daly said preschoolers in Nebraska are going nuts right now.
Yeah, that is funny.
That's so cute.
Because she's a teacher.
Right.
Yeah.
She's Arnold Elementary in Lincoln.
So both Rachel Roy and Rita Ora are denying being the adulterous Beckys referenced in Beyonce's song Sorry on her new album Lemonade.
So who is the Becky with the good hair?
I think she's just probably.
I think it's a lie.
I think it's
a trick.
I don't think. I
you get
think,
all you women talking and then, you know, I don't think there is one.
I'm sure there's a Becky. I'm sure there are probably more than one Becky's. I have a feeling that Jay-Z cheated probably, you know, but now whether or not it's Rachel Roy or Rita Ora, I don't know. And I don't know whether or not they're telling the truth saying it's not them.
Somebody needs to roll out the first love bot since we're on the edge of the technology. And her name is Becky with the good hair.
Right.
Becky
with the good hair. But Iggy Azalea is slamming Beyonce for using the name Becky in her song, claiming that the name can be used as a code for like basic white girl or something else. But I guess Iggy Azalea says that she's been called a Becky before and several times in her life. So I guess it's like, you know, coding for just basic white chick word. And a source close to Beyonce and Jay-Z has confirmed that the couple's relationship has been far from perfect, but that they ended up having a more solid marriage because of it. So somebody close to the couple saying that, yeah, there was a rough patch a couple years ago, but they came out stronger in the end. And that the critics, they said, I think that they almost wanted to prove to everybody that they wouldn't break up. So it was, you know, sort of that thing. But yeah, there's talk that Becky is just actually a composite of a lot of women. That Beyonce's not just calling out one girl, but that all the girls that have been in the rumor and the patch, you know, all that. All
right. Urban Dictionary has Becky is a slang term for...
Yes. A little bit of...
Monica Lewinsky.
Yes. Oh. So I was trying to find a way to... Yeah, but that's another term for Becky.
I mean, that would work. Maybe Jay-Z was going to get a little Becky.
There you go.
That's what a lot of guys do sometimes on the side.
Kelly Ripa returned to Live with Kelly and Michael yesterday alongside co-host Michael Strahan. First appearance on the show since he announced last week that he is leaving his full-time gig at Good Morning America for Good Morning America. And now comes word that he might be leaving even earlier.
Because it got weird.
Yeah. He's like, I can't do this for 2 weeks.
He's like,
or however long
Yeah, till the end of the summer. Yeah, that he's reportedly leaving earlier than expected. An internal memo went around to staffers yesterday. This is according to TMZ, that co-host Kelly Ripa finally returned after being, you know, blindsided by the decision to move him to Good Morning America. Staffers are being told that Strahan's last day at Live will be Friday, May 13th.
Oh, wow.
Instead of staying all summer.
Wow, that really got moved up. So they must have, she must be furious at him. And they're like, the chemistry is gone.
Yeah. The memo reportedly states that the new plan has the best advantages for the future for both shows and has been discussed with Kelly, Michael, and producers of both shows. I'm sure she's like, get him out of here!
Well, she said in her monologue, she goes, I know there's probably trained snipers into effect if I go off script. Which I thought was interesting. I mean, I thought she gave a very respectful sort of monologue.
Yeah.
Everybody stood and cheered.
A standing ovation. She had to tell everybody to sit down.
She was kind of emotional, like she, you know, was fighting off tears a little bit.
Well, it's probably, yeah, I do think, I mean,
you like me. I thought it was funny. She said, you know, my dad drove a bus for like 25 years and he thinks this is all like a joke. I mean, you know, her dad was basically like, look, it's a good job.
Yeah. You get to yabba yabba on TV. I drove a bus.
Yeah.
Win $100 and get registered to choose one of four great prizes valued at $5,000. It's Pick Your Prize. Only on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.